Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 24th. Today's word is writhe, spelled W-R-I-T-H-E. Writhe is a verb that means to move or proceed with twists and turns. It can also mean to twist from or as if from pain or struggling. Writhe can also mean to suffer keenly. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Ashland Times-Gazette by Irv Oslin. When the coast is clear, start peeling off your wetsuit. This is easier said than done, because sweat-soaked neoprene clings to your flesh like a second skin. So as you writhe and squirm to free yourself, think of a beautiful butterfly emerging from its chrysalis. The word writhe wound its way into English from the Old English verb writhen, meaning to twist, and is akin to the Old English verb rigian, meaning to turn or go. Rigian gave us our words wriggle, awry, and wry, spelled W-R-Y. When something wriggles, it twists from side to side with quick movements, like an earthworm. When something goes awry, it twists or winds off course, often toward catastrophe. Wry can mean bent or twisted, but usually implies clever, ironic humor. These days, writhe often suggests the physical contortions one makes when enduring crippling pain or when trying to extract oneself from a tight grasp, as an animal from a predator's claws. Alternatively, it can imply an emotionally wrenching feeling, as of grief or fear, from which one seeks relief. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.